that first we let the Saita drink the Nehemarim. First she drinks the water. And therefore the name was already erased. We have the name in the Nehemarim. The Yachakach Makrives Minchosa. And first afterwards, then she brings her Mincha. So therefore, Di Mishur Megillah Ba'imcha Kolei. If the reason why we care so much about her that she should admit that she had Znus, she lived with that man, was only for the purpose of saving Hashem's name not to be erased, here it was erased already. If you tell me now the Mincha comes after she drank the water, so when she drinks the water, the Megillah was erased already. So it was done already, the erasing. How come we care so much to get her to admit that she did the Chet? Halamayah is called the Torah was Chosor on she alone. Then the Mishnah goes to explain the Chluk Kedinim of the Mincha. Kol HaMenachas. Or Reminu HaHavakasha. It says, Seidem Menachas Ketzad. What's the Seidem when usually you bring a Mincha? Odo Mevi Mincha B'Tech Beisoy. A person takes the flour from his own house to Mincha B'Tech Beisoy. The Kalsoy Shokesev. He can bring it in a silver basket. The Shelzov or a golden basket. The Noistel Tech Klisharis. And then when he comes into the Beis HaMikdash, then first he puts it into a Kli Sharis. A Kli Sharis is a special type of a Kli that has Kedusha. It has Kedusha Saguf on it. It has special Kedusha. And therefore whatever goes inside it also becomes Kodesh. But when do we put it in the Kli Sharis? First when you come into the Beis HaMikdash. Or Mekach of a Kli Sharis. And it gets the Kedusha, this flower now in the Kli Sharis. Then v'noisen aleh shamno levoinosa. Then we put the oil into a regular mincha, and we put this levoina, the special spices, on top of it. Umalich eitzel koyin. Then we take it to the koyin. The koyin, in other words, putting the shemen and putting the levoina into the mincha could be done with a zar, even in Yisrael. You don't need the koyin yet. First, after the shemen and levoina was poured into the mincha, now we give it to the koyin. Now it starts the avodah of the koyin. The koyin malicha eitzel mizbeach, and the koyin now has to carry this mincha near the mizbeach. Umagisha, and he draws it near. Umagisha makes it touch the mizbeach itself. The keren droimis marovis, on the southwest corner, that's where the mincha has to like touch the mizbeach. Kineged chudish a keren, mamish on the chud, on the point of the corner of the keren, that's where this mincha was brought. V'dayoy, and that's enough, you don't have to do more. The more will explain, what do you mean v'dayoy, it's enough? Like what more, what have you thought that you have to do? But v'dayoy, that's enough. Now, after the Kayin made the Hagosha, after he brought it near to the Mizbeach, now a Mesalak es Halavoyna, Litzad Echad, he like pushes all the Levoyna, all the special spices to on the side. V'kaymets, now the Kayin goes to make the Kenitza. That means it takes a handful of the flour and the oil that was mixed together. The kaimitz. A kaimitz really, the Gemara says, is really three fingers. He puts three fingers in, gets three fingers full, and then with his thumb he cleans it off on one side, and with his pinky he cleans it off on the other side. But a kaimitz really is three fingers full of this flour and oil. The kaimitz mi mokum shenisrabo shamna. He takes the kamitza from the place that the oil is mixed in very well to the flour. In other words, it has to be a good mixture of the flour and the oil. V'noisnor l'tor klisharis. And now the kayin takes this kmitza, this handful, and throws it into a second klisharis. U'mekatsha b'klisharis. And now it gets a special kedusha of a klisharis. It gets a kedusha saguf-like now. Then, u'melaket es levenosa. Then he goes back to the original mincha and collects all the levain, all the special spices that was on top. V'noisno agabov. And now he puts it on top of his kemitza. Notice he put the kemitza, the special three fingers worth, into a special klisharis. And now he gets all the levain and puts it into his klisharis also. Oma lois lagabi mizbeach. He brings it up now to the mizbeach. Oma leyo, there he brings it up. Oma aktiroi b'klisharis. There is Makhtar, he burns it in the Klisharis. That's where he burns the Mincha. Ulmolchai, and when he's burning it, he also has to put salt on it. Or Malayo Makhtar, the Klisharis, Ulmolchai, he salts it first. Then, Vinais Nagabi Ishim. Then he puts it on top of the fire. Agabi Ishim means the wood that's burning on top of the Mizbeach. This is the way they used to do a Mincha. Now, Korav HaKoimitz, after the Kohen burnt the Kemitzah, after he was Korev, he made Haktorah on the Kemitzah, on these 3 fingers worth, now she Rehel Necholen. Now the Lachar is the rest of the flour that's left over, the Kohen's allowed to eat it, even though it has the Kedushas Aguf on it. But a Zichre Kuna, the men of the Kohanim, are allowed to eat it inside the Azara. And Urishoyim HaKohanim Liton L'Toychoi Yayin V'Shem Nudvash. When the Kohen goes to eat it, he's allowed to make it as nice as he wants. He could put oil in, he could put oil in, he could put wine in, he could put honey in. V'Yein Oyschun Ela Melechamitz. The only issue there is you're not allowed to let your shirayim, the mincha, become chametz. There's an issue of kol sakhtiru, that you can't make any mincha chametz. It's not allowed to become chametz. So that's the only thing the Kohen has to be careful about. That the leftover, the mincha, the leftover flour, if he wants to bake it and make it into a matzah, he has to make sure it does not become chametz. So this is the state, that this is the normal way you bring a mincha. So what's the question on our Mishnah? Ketoni Miyo says over here, the kalsos shel kesef or the kalsos shel zov. It says here, even a regular mincha. How does a person take the flour from his house to the mizbeach, to the Beis HaMikdash? He doesn't take it in the klisharis, but rather he takes it in his own silver beches. Kalsos, a plate, a silver plate or a gold plate. But you see, you do not need the klisharis. So our Mishnah says, kol ha-manochis is tchilos of the cipher, the klisharis. It's not true. The beginning of a mincha, when you first put it into your own plates, it's not a klisharis, a special kli that has kedusha. It's your own nice kalim you have, your silver or gold kalim, that you bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash. So what does Amishnah say? That tchila is also made and used in a klisharis. So Gemara answers, Amar Rav Papa, Eima, you know what Amishnah means to say rather? The kalim haruyin li klisharis. It means a regular mincha, when you bring it up to the Beis HaMikdash, you bring in a nice metal keli, in a metal plate. A metal is roy to become a klisharis. Not that it really has klisharis, a kedusha on it. No, you bring it up in your own silver or gold plates. But it has to be a metal plate that if you wanted to, you could make it into klisharis. Mashenkin, by a saita at the beginning is put into this basket made from the palm leaves, that cannot even become a klisharis. So if so, nechlau, with me, we have a proof. Tikfif for mitzris loichazion, that a basket made from palm leaves is not fit to become a klisharis. So kaman, who does our Mishnah go like? Kaman, to like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. The Tanya we learned, klisharis she'oson she'leitz. We have a klisharis that was made out of wood. Rebbe Paisel, Rebbe Taka says it's Paisel. You can't use it you can't use it for a klisharis. But Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yehuda Mashir, this is what it says, no, it's kosher. So Chura, our Mishnah does not go like Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yehuda. Because according to Rebbe Yisrael, Rebbe Yehuda, you can even make a wooden kli into a klisharis. So this basket that we're using in our Mishnah for the Saita is made from wood. So how come our Mishnah says it can't be made from a klisharis? So it's not like Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Yes, the Gemara answers no. The Gemara says, I feel Tamer Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to answer our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, I'll tell you, hey, Modiyam Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, v'chashuvin. When did he say you could use a kli eitz? You could take a wooden a plate and make it into a kli sharis. If it's a nice wooden kli made out of oak, wait, what else is he? What else? For chashuvin, what has he made out of? Oak. No, what else? Good. Huh? Good wood. Mashen came, but chusin miyama. But here, pashada palm leaves, that's not a chush of a wood. Here, a palm leaf basket cannot be made into a klisharis. For the more miyama, did he say it? Like, Leslie Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, doesn't Rabbi Yosef Yehuda agree to the pasuk that says, hakriveyu no lefecho secho? Like something you bring into our Kodesh Baruch Hu is a nice to bring it from the worst. Havada, what you bring to Hashem has to be from the best. You can't bring Hashem things that are bad. So therefore, even if the oldie can make a klisharis out of wood, it has to be good wood. Hashem can have to have a basket made from palm leaves that everybody agrees cannot be used for klisharis. That's what our Mishnah means, that this basket that in Saita has to use is a less degree of a wood that cannot be used even for klisharis. Cannot be used even for klisharis. Then the Mishnah says, "Benoistel leklisharis." No, no, not the Mishnah's less brisa. That says, "What's the seida? How do you bring a regular mincha? A regular mincha afterwards is that benoistel leklisharis. When you come into the Beis Hamikdash, you put your flour into a klisharis or mekatsha beklisharis, and mashmi you have to be mekadosh it. You have to have das to make it kadosh." So Gemara says, "Shamat minot." Here we have a proof that klisharis ain't mekatsha and elam das. That a klisharis only gives kedusha if you have das, you have to have it in mind. Like a smashmir, you put it into the klisharis, umikatsha, and you have to have das, you have to have in mind that you want this klisharis to be mekadoshit. Sumar says, no, maybe there's no proof. Eimah, I'll tell you, our Mishnah means, noisna b'klisharis mekadosha b'klisharis. You just have to put it in there in order that the klisharis itself could be mekadosh b'mincha. But maybe even if you don't have das, it would also become Kaddish. Could be you don't have to have das, you don't have to have in mind that you want this Kli to Mekaddish it. Automatically, whatever goes into a Kli Shoris automatically becomes Kaddish. Then it says, then you put the oil into the Mincha, then you put the Levoina. Shenem, the apostle says, Vayotzik Olea Shemin, Venosa Olea Levoina, in the regular Mincha, then you pour the oil into the flour after it's in the Kli Shoris. And then you put on top of it the levoina. Then umalich eitzakayim. The pasuk says v'yaviya el bnei Aaron. Now first you have to bring it to the bnei Aaron. But up until now it was kosher even for a zar, even for a Yisrael could pour the oil into the mincha. Then when the kohen gets it, the kohen malich eitzam mizbeach. The kohen has to take it there and bring it close to the mizbeach. The pasuk says v'yikra v'hegisha eitzra mizbeach. That the Kohen has to be magashit, bring it close, draw it near to the Mizbeach. We're on the Mizbeach, magishi draws it near the Keren Jeremis Marovis, on the west-south side. Kineged Chudoi, on the point, Shokeren, on the point of his corner there. Vidayu, that's enough. So now Minolan, how do we know this, that the Malkam Hagosha, where does the Kohen have to draw this Mincha, is to the west-south side. How do we know that? Because the pasuk says, "V'zoyis teres ha-mincha." This is the laws of the mincha. Hakrei voisa b'nei Aaron l'fnei Hashem. He has to bring it l'fnei Hashem, which to talking about it means avada to the mizbeach. But which part of the mizbeach? The mizbeach which is l'fnei Hashem in front of Hashem, which is the marav side. Like we're talking about now, the mizbeach hachitzoin, which is outside the heichel. So the heichel, the kodesh hakodashim l'fnei Hashem, that's marav, that's up marav. So therefore, the Fnei Hashem would be on the Marav of the west side of the Mizbeach. But the Pasuk also says, El Pnei HaMizbeach, to the face of the Mizbeach. The face, that's the Dorm, that's the south side. So the Tanya would learn like this. Lefnei Hashem, if the Pasuk would have just said, Lefnei Hashem, Yochav Marav, I would have thought like the same means on the Marav on the west side. On the west side of the Mizbeach, that's called Lefnei Hashem. But the Pasuk still says no, El Pnei HaMizbeach. It has to be in the face of the Mizbeach. What does that mean? El Pnei HaMizbeach Yochel B'Dorim. Maybe it's enough to have it on the south side. That's called the Pesach. If that's called the Pnei HaMizbeach, that's the face of the Mizbeach. That's Dorim's side. So we have a stira, like where should we put it? On Maariv, on the west, or on the south? So our case said, what do we do? So we do like this. Magisha bekeren remis marovis. We bring it to the corner, to the southwest corner. Keneged chudisha keren mamish to the corner, the point of that corner. Vedaya, that's enough. That's where we bring the mincha. That's in this way we're mekayim both parts of the pasuk. It's called Pnei HaMizbeach because it is on the Durham side. And it's also called Lefnei Hashem because it's also in the corner of the Marav on the west side. We have Eliezer Weiner. Yochli Yegishenu b'marov v'shokeren. Maybe it's enough to bring it to the west side of the corner. Or l'droim v'shokeren. Maybe it's enough to bring it to the south side of the corner. Or ma'ato, I'll tell you like this. Kol mokom sh'atamoytzi shnei mikrois. Whenever we find two psukim in the Torah. Echad mekayim atzmoy mekayim divrei chaveroy. If you read one posik, it comes out good, it's posik, and it also helps along for the next posik. But the Yechor, another Pasuk, Mekayim Atzma, it itself comes out good, but a Mavato Divrei Chaveroy, it takes away what the other Pasuk means. So So what do we do in such a way? Is manicha neshem mekayim atzmoi ul mevatel chaveroi? Now, of course, you have to make peace, you have to make shalom here. So pshita will take away the posik that is only good itself, but makes something else no good. The taifsin, which one will we hold on to? Esher mekayim atzmoi mekayim chaveroi. The posik that comes out good according to somshat, and the next posik. Now, what's a good example right here? Kishatoim lefnei Hashem. When the posik says that the mincha, the kohen has to drag it. Lefnei Hashem, b'marif. If you're going to bring it only to the marav side, b'talto pnei mizbeach. If you bring it to the marav, the west side of the mizbeach, that's not called anymore pnei mizbeach. That's not called the face of the mizbeach. The face of the mizbeach, how they go up on the mizbeach, that's on the darim side. That was the ponim, that where the kevis was, that's where they used to walk up. The mizbeach was on the darim side. So if you put it completely on the marav, on the west side, that's not at all the pnei, the entrance to the mizbeach. That's not called pnei mizbeach. So if we can't put it on marav side. Now, bitalta pnei mizbeach bedarim, right? Because you're not going to be the kaim on the south side. But ukeshatoy mal pnei mizbeach bedarim. But if you're going to put the mincha on the south side, on the darim side, then it's very good. It's also considered lefnei Hashem, because on the south side of the mizbeach, it's also in front of the Oren. It's also by the entrance to the Heichol, to the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It's not directly there, but still against the entrance. And lefnei Hashem b'maruf. So therefore, that's the best way. Reb Lezer holds, all you have to do is just put it on the Dorim side of the mizbeach. For Ketzer, how does it come out? Magisha ledroi moisho keren. Bring it to the south side of the corner. Yeah. The Heichon Kiyamtiyah. And where do we keep it? Omaravashik Sover Haitano Kuloi Mizbeach Vitzofen Koi. This Tana Reb Lezer holds that the whole Mizbeach was all the way on the right side. Therefore, the whole thing was completely on the Tzof on the north side. It was completely on the north side of the Beis Hamikdash. Therefore, if we put it on the Dorim side of the Mizbeach, its mam is called Lefnei Hashem, because it's also near the entrance to the Heichel, and it's also called Pnei HaMizbeach, that's the entrance of the Mizbeach. So therefore, you just put it on the south side, that's enough. So it's a machlekes, it has to be on the south side or the southwest corner. This really is a machlekes in Tzvachim, exactly where the Mizbeach was. Was the Mizbeach right smack in the middle? So then the left entrance is not Lefnei Hashem anymore, it's not Kenega the Pesach of the Heichel, or the Mizbeach all the way on the right side, that on the left side of the Mizbeach is still open to the Pnei HaMaHeichel. So Reb Lezer holds that the Mizbeach was on the right side, therefore the left side of it is still in the middle of the Mizbeach, of the Beis HaMikdash, which you can go look into the Kodesh HaKadoshim. That's also called the Pnei Hashem. Now the Gemara says, my vidyoy, what do you mean to say it's enough? Like, stop right there and that's enough. What more would I have thought you have to do? No, I need this. Because I would have thought to say, Tiboyi Hagoshas Mincha Gufa. Maybe you have to drag the Mincha itself and touch the Mizbeach. Kamash Mala, no, that's not it. You don't have to have the Mincha, the flower itself, touch the Mizbeach. It's enough if the Kli Sharis alone touches the Mizbeach. That's called Vidiyoy. It's enough if the Kli Sharis itself is touching the Mizbeach. Fred Gemara, maybe no. V'yeim hachinami, why don't you say like this? Maybe you have to have the mincha itself touch the mizbeach. Or makru, and this the pasuk says, v'yakriva el hakoyin, v'higish el mizbeach. That the same way you bring it to the kohen, that's the way the kohen has to drag it to the mizbeach. Ma hakrova, just like when you give it to the kohen, ma hakrova it's a kohen the kli. You don't hand the flour over to the kohen's hands. You give it to him in the kli sharis. You hand over the kli sharis to the kohen. Is af hagosha the same way when the pasuk says that you have to take your mincha and draw it near to the mizbeach? Eitz the mizbeach b'kli. It also means it's enough that the kli itself should touch the mizbeach. You don't have to empty out the flour and make the flour itself touch the mizbeach. Then v'nois noter kli sharis or mekatsha b'kli sharis. Then
I skip something.
Yeah. You push away the levoina to the side. that when the Kohen now goes to make the kmita, take his hands full, he should not take any levoina in that handful. Kiritanan, like we learned. Komat, if the Kohen takes his handful, the all of the yodoi tsuror, if it comes out one pebble, a gargo, a small particle, melech of salt, or a curved levoina, or one little particle of levoina comes up, posel is posel. But the kmita has to be completely only from the flour and the oil. Nothing else, no salt and no levoina. So even though at the first they used to put levoina on top of it, now we had to be very careful and move all the levoina to the side in order to get a good handful of just the flour and the oil. The kaimitz, where does he make the kmitza? Mimokim shenisra b'shamna, in the place where it's mixed up well, the oil and the flour. Minolan, how do we know this? There's still the pasuk says, misolto mishamna, migirsho mishamna, that the kmitza has to be taken from the flour and the oil. So it means both together, the place where it's mixed up the best, that's where he takes the kmitza from. Then after the Kohen takes the kmitza, now a second time, the noisloter klisharis on the kachem klisharis. He a second time now puts it into klisharis again, and he makes a second kedusha. So Gemara asks, Lomeli, what do we need this for? Hokitcha chodazimna. We're ready before, when you first came to the base of Migdish, you put your flour into the klisharis. It has kedusha ready. So why do we have to put it now after you mix the oil into it, to put it into a second klisharis? So Gemara says, midi di hevi adam. The same way when you make a shchita by a korban, that the blood of the animal has two kedushas on it. Dam, the blood, afagav the kashisei, sakin b'tzava behemom, even though when you make the shchita of an animal, the sakin itself, the knife that the kohen used, is a klisharis. It also has kedusha. So when you take this knife and shech the animal, the klisharis is touching the blood, it's mekadosh the blood once. And then what do? And then Hoda Mekadesh Le B'Klisharis, and then the Kohen that's holding the Klisharis has to receive the blood. The blood falls straight from the neck of the animal into a Klisharis. So you see, two times the blood gets its Kedusha. His Achinam Miloshino, the same thing by Mincha also. Two times we need the Kedusha. First you put it into the first Klisharis, that's like the Sakin, the knife. And then after you mix the Neshemen and the Neshemen, then you pour it in a second time into a Klisharis. Now, after the Kohen made his kmitza, now a malakas es levoinoso, he has to now collect all the levoino off the mincha, v'nois nagabav, and he puts it now on top of the kmitza. The chsev, like the pasuk says, v'yes kol ha-levoino asher ala mincha, all the levoino that's on top of the mincha. Rashi says it means, gabi ha-ktorek siv, to mak the kohenitz levoino kiyadodi. We have to burn together this handful of the kmitza that the Kohen took with the levoina, which is a very hard thing to do also. You had to get mamish every molecule, every drop of that levoina. He had to first put it on top, move it aside, and then take it off and put it onto the kmitza. Then umaleyo umaktiroi b'klisharis. Then they bring it up to the top of the mizbech in the klisharis. For the mar b'klisharis makdalei.